What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Ed Lover compares the NBA make an example out of Kyrie Irving to buck breaking. And of course, Ed Lover comes from the hip hop world that I know so well. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
It's that turn, that lit, that slap. It is that one, that
everybody talking about this little drink.
That's that turn, that lit, that slap. It is that one.
Everybody talking about a little new drink. They like you can dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to dizzlebrand.com, click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. And shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, just scroll down below and you'll see actual store locations where you could pick up your very own bottle or bottles. And don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch as well. Go to dizzlebrand.com and click on the store. So let's get into it. Let's see what Ed Lover has to say.
All right, switch topics with me for a second, Ed. There's a lot going on in, you know, mainstream
pop culture
these days. Oh my God, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is.
You know, there's a couple of places I want to go, but I'm going to start off with NBA baller Kyrie Irving.
Wow.
I'm sure you know what's going on in his life. He's the latest celebrity being accused of anti-Semitism. Yeah. He went on Twitter. He posted a link to a book called Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. Now, this book and documentary is being sold and distributed on Amazon.
On Amazon.
And supposedly it's full of stereotypes.
Right. And so I really don't think Kyrie ever watched it, right?
I don't think he did either. And a few of my friends said the same thing. We don't think he actually watched it, that he just saw the title and bam, let's retweet this.
I really don't believe that. And do I believe that Kyrie Irving, I'm about to say Kanye, Kyrie Irving is anti-Semitic? No, I don't. Not at all. I think what Kyrie was trying to do and what he should have said initially is, I was trying to educate my people that we come from Hebrews also, right?
Correct.
From Hebrew to Negro. But I hadn't seen it. I hadn't read the book. So I asked on social media.
I got to pump the brakes, though. It ain't also, they, Caucasians weren't Hebrews. So Africans, black people were Hebrews. So it's not also, Caucasians were not Hebrews at all. Let's keep it moving.
Has anybody actually seen this movie? A couple of people responded by saying, I can see how the Jewish community can take this as anti-Semitic because they allude to the fact that they believe in this documentary that the Holocaust was a hoax. Now, if you put that out there and you say the Holocaust was a hoax, are you being anti-Semitic? Yes, because history shows us Holocaust was not a hoax.
And yes, the Holocaust was not a hoax. What happened with Germany in World War II is not a hoax. That was really, really close history to us. That's not like tens of thousands of years ago when Egypt enslaved the Hebrews, who were not Caucasians, who were not white Europeans. You know, so yeah, let's keep it moving.
But here's the problem that I have with it. The problem that they had with Kyrie initially is he went 10 toes down on it. That's the problem that they had with him, right? He sat in a press conference, don't demean me, don't disparage me, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Then, I guess somebody hipped it to him, he apologized. It should be enough. What the NBA is doing to Kyrie Irving right now is disrespectful. It's wrong. Giving him this laundry list of things that he needs to do before being reinstated, that's wrong. It's wrong. And I hate to sound like a snitch because I hate when black people do snitching. To me, black people do this snitching where if something go wrong with us, we start pointing at somebody else. It's like we having gum, like somebody, the teacher busts me with bubble gum, right? And I go, well, Sean Perez got a honey bun. Bro, you snitching. Right? Well, what about Jeff Bezos? Listen, if anybody is dumb enough to believe that Jeff Bezos sits there and handpicks every movie that goes on Amazon, they dumb. Now, should he be alerted and taking it down? If it's not off of Amazon right now, then the same people that had a problem with Kyrie Irving need to have a problem with Jeff Bezos and Amazon. The same people. Laundry list of things that you need to do for us. Why are we the only ones that get the laundry list? Why are we the only ones? Now people got a right to bring other stuff up. There have been people throughout history that have said things and have done things that were not only anti-black, but anti-Semitic, and they can apologize and be free to go back and do whatever they want to do. But when it comes to us, we gotta satisfy this laundry list of things that we need to do to get reinstated. Kyrie Irving has apologized. He's sincere in his apology. We do not believe that Kyrie Irving is anti-Semitic because he's never displayed any anti-Semitic behavior before in his life. He apologized. If you're going to give him the suspension, suspend him.
I agree.
Let the man go back and play basketball. Why has got to be this list of things that he has to do? Now, when people bring up Brett Favre, I understand why they're bringing up Brett Favre. Brett Favre stole money that was going to the minority community to build a volleyball team for his own kid. Did y'all snatch Brett Favre out of the Hall of Fame?
Talk about politics.
Did Brett Favre have to satisfy a laundry list of things that he had to do before he's reinstated or before people believe in him? No. Did Wrangler drop him? No. Why isn't it the same rules for us that is for everybody else? Why are people getting one set of rules and we get a different set of rules? It's just like the Jeff Saturday thing. Now, everybody on ESPN that works with Jeff Saturday want to say nice things about Jeff Saturday, but Jeff Saturday never coached ever. Never on an NFL level, and there's all these black coaches that can't get a job, and he gets picked to be the Indianapolis Colts head coach just because he played center. When Wayne is on that coaching staff, Reggie Wayne, he has coaching experience. He's on the coaching staff.
All right, let me pump the brakes. I think he's comparing apples to oranges now when he brought up the Jeff Saturday thing. Jeff Saturday didn't post anything that was deemed anti-Semitic, and Jeff Saturday is probably the nicest guy on the fucking planet. We're starting to compare. See that, but he, you know why he's comparing apples to oranges? Because what he said though is once you make this laundry list, now you make people start bringing up all types of stuff. You know, like LeBron bringing up the Jerry Jones thing. You know, comparing apples to oranges because you know Jerry Jones was like 14 years old, and it was a time when it was a lot different in America. It was the civil rights movement time. He was 14 years old. Teenagers follow. They don't lead. They're impressionable. And we're comparing the actions of a 14-year-old to the actions of a 30-year-old grown man. I mean, come on, man. Let's pump the brakes on that. Let's compare apples to oranges, you know? And I know, Jerry Jones is not a racist man at this point. And yeah, I know they said he hasn't hired a black coach and whatnot. But a lot of teams haven't hired black coaches. A lot of teams haven't hired black coaches. But, yeah, I agree with most of what he was saying, like, about the Kyrie thing, that the laundry list is ridiculous. It's the sensitivity training and the anti-Semitic training part that people really, like, do what, you know? And really, it's like these guys are being punished and persecuted for speaking historical truths, that Hebrews weren't Caucasians, that the original people that lived in Jerusalem, or that area where Jerusalem is, the first original people were Africans. They weren't Caucasians, and Jerusalem has been conquered like probably a dozen times through history. So, you know, and even if it wasn't facts, we're still persecuting people for opinions. I mean, get the fuck out of here. Pump the fucking brakes on that shit. Yeah. Let's see a little bit more what he has to say.
So the owner of the team just skipped over him. Let me go get this white boy. And the problem with that also is the fact that they're not saying this, and I'll say it, is that Jeff Saturday actually took the job. And he knows better. He knows what black people go through not getting head coaching and general manager jobs. You sat there and I watched you on ESPN many times say that that's wrong. But as soon as they come and get you and say, hey, you want to be the head coach of the Colts? You didn't say, nah, I can't take it. I don't have no coaching experience. You hopped over every black person that you sit there with that supposedly is your friend to take that job.
This is why I got pumped the brakes on that. Because Jeff Saturday aspires to be a coach. And anybody aspires, this is the thing, man. This idea that I'm supposed to give up any opportunity presented to me to give it away to somebody else is really bogus to me. It's really bogus. It's really bogus to me. Yes, there isn't total equal opportunity. And I would argue that leftists and liberals and Democrats don't want equal opportunity. They just want equal outcome. And they only want equal opportunity in some places. They don't want equal opportunity in bricklaying, landscaping, doing garbage trucks, truck drivers, all the physical labor jobs, offloading trucks, tractor trailer trucks, offloading boats at the ports. They don't want equality in those jobs. They want men to do all the hard physical labor jobs, and they want equality in the easy jobs. And this idea that somebody's supposed to pass up an opportunity that presented to them that they didn't even expect. Yeah, okay, he doesn't have coaching experience, but guess what he does have? A ton of playoff experience, playing experience. He was a Super Bowl champ. He played with Brett Favre and Peyton Manning. You know, this idea that just because he hasn't had, like, there's a lot of coaches that didn't have playing experience, and they're coaches, you know. So, you know, nah, man, I gotta pump the brakes on that. Like, nobody's supposed to just pass up the opportunity when somebody presents it to them, and you actually do want to aspire to be that one day. I got to pump the brakes on that. Like, yeah, Jeff Saturday has spoke up on that. But this idea that he's supposed to say, no, I'm not going to take the job because there's more qualified people. Guess what? There was more qualified people on the coaching staff probably, as people were saying, you know. But, I gotta disagree with him on that part of it. Like, we're comparing apples to oranges now. Kyrie Irving posting a video that people deem anti-Semitic is not the same thing as Jeff Saturday taking a coach because his friend is the owner and they just fired their coach. And Jeff Saturday actually played there and won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning and played with Brett Favre. It was a starting NFL center, you know. For I mean, offensive linemen know everything there is to know about offenses pretty much when they're the top offensive linemen. And who's more experienced than a coach that never played a lick of football in the pros than a pro NFL player? There's like, you know how many NBA coaches never played in a league? You know, he had like this idea because he has no coaching experience that he has no experience. It's bogus. Like, Ed Lover knows better, man. Ed Lover knows better, man. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.